Good evening. Bringing the Lincoln Trail School News to you this evening is Mrs. Riney's 6th grade music class. The two 6th grades are giving news each month from the school as a project for music class. Classroom teachers for the 6th grades are David Pepper and Charles Hawk. I am Max Heibel, and I, along with Daryl Foster and several other reporters, will be bringing you the news tonight. Daryl?
Thank you, Max. Our principal, Mr. Bill Edwards, is with us again this year. We are real happy to have him with us again and feel that he has made our school progress in leaps and bounds since he has been here. He tells us that our school enrollment this year is 574, quite a large figure for grades 1 through 8. We missed a lot of old familiar faces last year. A lot of families have moved out of the district over the summer, but you have heard the old saying, out with old, in with new. Well, the new numbered about 55 new students. We want to welcome each one of these new students and hope they have a good year at Lincoln Trail.
We have 21 classroom teachers, of which 3 are new this year. Our 5 special teachers are reading, library, music, band, and speech. A little later in our program, we have an interview with one of our new teachers. After a rather hot and muggy first few weeks of school, we have gotten down and settled into a routine schedule. The rain has kicked us in a lot of days, but we stay busy from 8:30 to 3 o'clock. The Harton County Board of Education met Monday night, September the 9th. People and parents from the community and all school children will be pleased to hear that work will begin next summer on a new school bus entrance and unloading and loading ramp for school children. The teachers voted unanimously last year that this be Lincoln Trail's number one priority in improving conditions at our school. This new drive will greatly improve safety conditions. Approximate cost will be around $5,000 at today's current price of the black topping and other materials. Lincoln Trail will have to raise about 1/4 of this amount, and the board will furnish the other 3/4.
Next, an interview with our new school secretary.
My name is Ramona Peoples, and I am going to interview the new secretary, Ms. Lewis. And things are going fine as they were before. People like Ms. Lewis a lot, and we're glad to have her with us. Ms. Lewis, how do you like your job?
I like it very much.
Could you tell us about some of the things you do?
Well, there are many jobs, and this one job. I would say the most important job is taking care of the money and seeing that it either gets in the general fund or the lunch fund and that it's properly repeated everywhere.
Do you just work in the office?
Yes, I do.
Or do you sometimes have to work with the children?
No, I mostly work here in the office.
Have you worked anywhere else before here?
Yes, I have. I've worked in a dental office for several years.
How many children do you have?
I have 2.
How many of them go to this school?
Both of them go to school here.
Well, I'm sure appreciate the time you've given us. Thank you very much.
Teachers' aides this year are Mrs. Joyce Colfer, returning from last year, and Mrs. Barbara Goodman, who was here for part of last year. Both keep very busy, and we hope to enjoy seeing them here every day, helping out in every way they can.
Also new this year and doing tremendous jobs are new custodians, Jean Ping and Miss Rita Mahan. Mr. Ping is our day custodian, and Mrs. Mahan is our night custodian. The building looks very nice thanks to the hard work of these two people. Donna Schroeder has news about our community club. Donna?
The community club, RPTA, will meet for the first time this year, the last Thursday in September. Various projects will be discussed for the coming year. The most important item right now is the date for our fall festival. As of right now, the date has not been set. When we get that information, we'll relay it on to you. One of the programs of the community club this year will be given by the teachers. They will demonstrate the many pieces of equipment and materials that are available to us here at Lincoln Trail. Lincoln Trail has the best audiovisual equipment for the use in the classroom. We students are familiar with the equipment, but you parents may not know all about the pieces that are available to us. This should be a very interesting program and one that you will not want to miss. We'll have more information on the program in a later telecast.
Our new first grade teacher is Mrs. Janet Lindsay. Interviewing her is Loretta Phillips. Loretta?
I I'm in the name of Mrs. Janet Lindsay, a new first grade teacher.
What college did you attend?
Western Kentucky University.
Where did you graduate?
From Western.
How many years did you teach?
This is my first year at Lincoln Trail.
How do you like your first year at Lincoln Trail so far?
I really like it because all the faculty and the students make you feel at home and make you feel really welcome.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Lindsay.
Next, we'll have news of interest from various classes. Library Tracy Dukes, Tracy.
At the beginning of this year, the library book collection totaled 6,464. We have 726 film strips and 141 records. The circulation for last year was over 20,000 books for grades 4 through 8. We are using the open approach whenever it is convenient for the teachers and students in these grades. A scheduled class is still being used with story hour for one period and checking out for the other.
Lunchroom, Pam Jones, Pam.
Those of you who are familiar with the way our lunchroom looked last year may not recognize it when you enter this year. Maintenance from the central office have given it an entire new paint job. Bright colors greet you upon entering. The atmosphere is entirely different. The teachers volunteered their services and took each home one of the drapes that hang from the windows and gave them a wash job. They almost look new and will match our stage curtains now being installed. We are really proud of our stage curtains. Various projects last year enabled to purchase these curtains. First and second grade gave a music program and charged admission. The Beta Club donated some of the money, and a puppet show during New Year and paper drive all made it possible to purchase these curtains. Thanks to everyone who helped on this project.
Well, every newscast has a sports, and we have our sports here at Lincoln Trail. Right now, we're having basketball tryouts. Here with a report is Dale Hunt. Dale?
Basketball tryouts and practice have already begun here at Lincoln Trail. Since we have an outdoor court and the weather has a lot to do with it, our home games and practice, we have to begin earlier than most schools with indoor gyms. This month, we have the names of the 7th grade ball players who made the team. Bill Hunt, Mark Nett, Daryl Foster, Alan Hicks, Philip Sherrod, Roger Bird. Next month, the 8th grade team.
This concludes our news this month. We hope that we have given you some informative information about Lincoln Trail. Mr. Pepper, 6th grade, will be bringing you the news next month. We have enjoyed our first experience at newscasting. Who knows? The experience that we get this year might just lead to bigger things when we graduate from college. This is Max Highball
and Daryl Foster.
Good night.